Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers Revenue Procedure 2014-54, a revenue procedure from the IRS issued in the year 2014. Let me explain what it does. Before this procedure, building owners faced a tricky tax problem. If they replaced a part of their building, like a roof or HVAC system, they often kept depreciating the old part. The old part was still on their books, even though it no longer existed. This meant they paid taxes on something that was gone. Revenue Procedure 2014-54 changed that. It gave a clear way to remove the old part's value from the books. This is called a partial disposition election. For example, when you install a new roof, you can write off the remaining value of the old roof in the same year. This lets you claim the loss immediately instead of waiting to depreciate both roofs over time. The procedure also created a temporary window for late elections. From tax years beginning in 2012 through 2014, owners could go back and claim losses for parts they had already replaced. This was treated as a method change with a catch-up adjustment. But that window closed at the start of 2015. Today, the election must be made on a timely filed return for the year the part is removed. How does this show up in a cost segregation study? A study breaks a building into parts, like the roof, walls, and land improvements. Each part has its own depreciation life. To use the partial disposition election, you need to know the old part's value. A study that separates the building into components gives you that number. When you replace a part, the study lets you write off the old one's remaining value in the same year. You stop depreciating something that no longer exists. But there are important limits. The late election window is gone. You can't use this procedure today to claim losses for parts replaced years ago. Missing the election year means the old part's cost stays in the building and keeps depreciating. Also, the election is optional. It's not always the best choice. Taking a loss converts future depreciation into a current year deduction. This interacts with repair rules and how removal costs are treated. Each time, you must decide carefully whether to make the election. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how your property's assets align with these rules, check the legal section of your report.